Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So Hollywood is still striking at the moment, and I, for one, think that this is a very good thing, because Hollywood not only tries to push some pretty deranged and awful morals on everybody through the messaging that you find in their films, but the films themselves, as propaganda pieces, are also just terrible, and have been for quite a while at this point.
To be fair, I do feel like the world is better that they're on strike.
Yeah. When's the last time you actually cared about a film that's coming out from Hollywood anyway? And now,
when was the last time you saw a massive Hollywood movie coming out that you know has just been paused?
I mean, every single one of them.
Yeah, sure, but it seems like there's a bit of a drought, which is nice.
Yeah, that's the thing, is we've had a nice buffer period where none of them have been coming out. People have chosen to get freaked out about Starfield instead of talking about the latest Disney Star Wars product or Disney Marvel product, and I don't have to hear about all of these things. That's a really good thing. But then also, video game industry, the writers and actors that perform for them, might also go on strike soon. So everything we were complaining about.
Thank Christ.
Yeah. Everything we were complaining about. These things might actually all just crumble and collapse under their own weight and go away. And I, for one, and I'm in complete support of this. So recently, Josh did a premium book club talking about Ted Kaczynski's Industrial Society and its future. I've not read it, but I'm aware that he wasn't a particularly big fan of the Industrial Society. And living in it, there are bits I can, you know, I can take, and also bits I can leave. And the bits that I can leave are the bits that we're talking about right now. So let's go to this first article. So it continues to hit Warner Brothers and other massive studios right now, where Warner Brothers Discovery is bracing for a hit to its first full year profit as the ongoing strike by Hollywood actors and writers shows no signs of let up because they're not willing to give them what they want. And I, for one, say, don't give in, Warner Bros. These writers, these actors, they're all just greedy. You should replace them with AI, because honestly, we'd get better films. We'd honestly get better films if an AI wrote them right now. The actor strike prompted movie studios to adjust film schedules in the absence of celebrities to hit red carpets or talk shows to help build buzz. Warner Bros. Discovery had previously provided financial guidance for 2023, assuming the strikes would be resolved by the early September, the beginning of this month. Company now expects adjusted earning to be reduced by about $300 million to $500 million for the full year and be in the range of $10.5 to $11 billion. So that's still an ungodly amount of money. Not the amount of money that I would want going to Warner Brothers, but they own a lot of IPs. They own a lot of very profitable names and brands. So obviously they're going to be making money. The movie release days are expected to deal a blow to the cinema chains as well, which isn't great, to be honest, because I like going to the cinema. It's something nice to do, but only if there's something good to watch in the first place. Studios now raising full-year free cash flow expectations to at least $5 billion, with the third quarter alone expected to exceed $1.7 billion due to the strong performance of the Barbie movie. God damn it, Connor. Look at what you did, Connor. This is all your fault. But it's still a blow. It's still a blow, and I've seen other articles talking about how the movie industry is in Hollywood in particular is going to be hit very hard by these strikes if they continue on to the end of the year and then on potentially into next year as well. And praise inshallah, mashallah, please Allah. Please.
I literally, whatever religion I got, dude, just keep going.
Whatever it takes, I will find Mecca and I will pray if that's what it takes. But then you've got the consumers screeching, no! No, my slop! How will I live without my slop? People don't seem to understand the consequences if the strikes don't get resolved soon. Just look at this schedule. This is supposed to be coming out in 2024.
I'm making a sequel to Gladiator?
Apparently, yes.
Oh.
Dune Part 2. Didn't watch the first one. Deadpool 3. They only needed to make two. Twisters. Don't care. Challengers. Don't care. Driveaway Dolls. Don't care. Ghostbusters 4. I thought they already made two Ghostbusters 4. What's going on? Bad Boys 4. Why are you making a fourth one? The third one sucked. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 2. Venom 3.
Oh, another Mission Impossible movie. I can't.
Nobody liked the first two Venoms. Alien 5. There are 7 or 8 films in the Alien franchise, and only 2 of them are good. We don't need a fifth one. Beetlejuice 2. We all love sequels that come out 35 years after the original. Transformers 1. Excuse me? That came out in 2007. Gladiator 2. Don't care. Mortal Kombat 2.
I really like Gladiator, and I want that. If they did it right, but they're not going to.
Do you expect they would do it right in the current year?
No, they're going to ruin it.
No, of course they won't. So. Mortal Kombat 2, don't care. Thunderbolts, I misread that as Thundercats when I was first reading that and thought, wow, Thundercats live action.
Oh, well, they got us with the last one, though. We can't live without Sonic 3.
Yeah, Sonic 3, oh my God, how am I supposed to survive without... No, they ruined Sonic the second that they upgraded his face.
Sonic was never
like
good. I'm in that camp.
Oh, what, the weird double-joined eyes thing? From
no,
the
whole
video
Sonic
games.
Franchise was just... The weird obsession with it is cope.
Right. Let's trigger some people. I agree completely. If you go back and play the original 3 classics and Sonic and Knuckles and all those ones on the Mega Drive that originally came out, sorry, they're just not very good.
And they're fine, they're video games.
But they're really difficult to control. The way that Sonic moves about, the way that he uses the speed.
Sonic doesn't deserve the cult fandom it has, and it's only that way because it's funny, frankly.
No, I think it's that way because in the early 90s, his whole, I'm really cool, gotta go fast, attitude.
It's just stupid.
Yeah, it appealed to early 90s, Gen X, young millennial attitudes. But beyond that, most of the games have sucked, although... I was about to try and...
Shadow the Hedgehog on PS2.
I was about to try and... Yeah, because that one you got to use guns. Ooh. And that was real cool. Did you hear the opening? It was heavy metal. Oh my God. Yeah, but...
Well, that's actually good, though. No, it's not.
It's a terrible game.
But it's funny.
But it's a great meme. All of these films have either been delayed because of lack of promotion or stuck in pre-production or have not finished filming. Their schedules have not been thrown off, and it's very likely that many of these films will not make their scheduled releases. Dare I even say, may even never get finished? Dare I hope? Also, that's not even taking into account the many projects that still need to be written and are now 4 months behind. All because of
Sonic 3 is 4 months behind, damn it! Get back to work!
I need Az to do a rant
going
about
down
this.
To the writer's strike, you know, like some crazy guy.
Are you writing Sonic 3? Are you writing Sonic 3?
Well, I mean, like, it's America, obviously. Some active shooter will go down to the writer's strike and be like, get back to work, I need Sonic!
He'll have his like Sonic blue hoodie on as well. His
tactical Sonic gear. The gun has got Sonic paint decals on it.
He'll have knuckle slippers on. But of course, he'll have a black shadow fringe.
You need to get back to work.
But we're all working on Ghostbusters 4. All right, never mind.
Can you point me in the direction of the Sonic 3 crew, please?
Yeah, they're over there. All right.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, God. But I love the little tale here, though. All because of studio greed. Wake up, people. Andrew Tate is desperate for Sonic 3. You need to go and watch Sonic 3 and escape the Matrix. You need to wake up, people.
You see what we've done? This is why the Sonic fandom exists, because it's fun to meme. That's the only reason.
Really, yeah. Right. Have you ever typed in your name on Google followed by the Hedgehog? Because there will be an OP character with your name. What does he look like?
Mine's quite common as well, at least in England.
Yeah, there you go. What does Callum the Hedgehog look like?
There isn't one.
What? No, that's a lie.
Oh, no, there's some. They're quite far down.
Right, I'm going to... Right, excuse this quick...
It looks like a BDSM version of Shadow the Hedgehog.
Yeah, they all end up turning into porn eventually. Well, they do. Chris Chan is real. Yeah, I mean, I type in Callum the Hedgehog and immediately...
You show me mine, I'll show you yours.
Oh. Yeah,
same one.
We got the same guy.
Been right, watching, there we are.
I think John's getting it up right here. That first one, the black one. Not like that. Here we go. Here's Callum the Hedgehog.
There we are. I think that's a BDSM version of Shadow. With all the spikes.
It kind of does. It looks like a weeb BDSM version of Shadow the Hedgehog.
Anyway, now delete this and we'll never get back, because that's cringe, and Sonic is cringe and not good. It's not a good video game.
Yeah, John's just going to like cut that out and just impose it over you for the rest of the video in the editing. He's going to be on your shoulder giving
you
advice.
Okay, well, the editor who does that, I have knives in my house.
Moving swiftly on, So, as I mentioned, video game writers and actors might also strike now because they've seen that the Hollywood writers might get some sweet, sweet money, and they've decided that we too want some sweet, sweet money.
I love Sonic 3.
Yeah. They're like, Sonic 3, I was developing Sonic 60. Oh my God, we're the same, you and I.
Such a shit franchise. Sorry to derail this, but
gotta respect Eggman, though. Come on.
Yeah.
Wait, right. Comments, correct me on this. I know that for the Western translation, they changed the name. Was it originally Eggman or Robotnik? Because I feel like in Japan, it started out as Eggman, and then it came to America, and they went, oh, Americans are fat. We might offend them. Call him Robotnik instead.
Do you know the stupid memes on YouTube as well? Someone's dubbed it. Like the Sonic scenes where Eggman comes out, he's like, ha ha ha. Oh, I miss my wife, Sonic.
Yeah.
You've shown me those. It's all good.
Yeah, they are funny. Once again, he's just a meme. The whole franchise is a meme. Anyway, so like I say, the video.
That's going to be the movie.
Oh, yeah. Eggman's divorce.
I want to see movie posters for that. Sonic 3, Eggman's divorce.
Him in a suit, like, sat at the table, sadly signing the papers.
I had the Chaos Emeralds and everything. She took my kids, Sonic. I need to get them back, Sonic.
I mean, Jim Carrey's a good dramatic actor. I think he could pull it off.
Yeah.
So that's what we need. We need Oscar bait. Oscar,
are we going to be the people that go down to the writers' protest?
We're going to go to Hollywood
gun and be like, no, we're gonna make Sonic 3, damn you.
We're going to go to Hollywood and say, we know you've not been able. These stupid writers, they want money. We'll give you this script for free, but
a scab, you see. here's my Sonic OC.
Just hand them Sonic and Sonic Shoe.
It's just the guy who runs Disney. He's just like, thanks.
You're welcome. We'll be in touch for the royalties.
Send him a letter every single day from there.
What think of OC? Please respond. I spent all my pocket money getting to Hollywood.
Do you know how hard I work for those good boy points?
Right, there's news, damn it.
I'm sorry, news.
We're supposed to be.
I do this like every one in 10 episodes with you. I just ruin it.
We're supposed to be reporting the serious news. Okay.
This is serious news.
This is serious.
Not good OC.
You're eating burgers last week and now this. God. All right, okay.
Yeah.
I'm centering myself. I'm zen. I'm in my zone.
You gotta go fast.
So it's the. The Screen Actors Guild, after requesting approval to strike against video game companies as well. Stop it, you. Don't derail any more than you already have. I can see you in the corner of my eye. The National Board is unanimously seeking permission from union members to strike against a number of video game makers ahead of negotiations resuming later this month. The union's initial contract with major video game companies, Interactive Media Agreement, was extended past its initial expiration date last fall as SAG-AFTRA negotiated with companies for critical terms. So basically, they're not getting the terms they want. They want 11% retroactive wage increase, but as well as a 4% increase in the contract's second and third years in order to offset inflation. They've said that they're getting a real pay increase. Sorry, a nominal pay increase, but the real pay is actually going to be a cut because of inflation. Because leftists can always understand inflation when it suddenly hits their wallets. That's always what happens. They added that under the current proposed terms and due to inflation, our members will be making less in real dollars in 2025 than they did in 2020. Good. You are all terrible. Every single one of you are terrible at your jobs, apart from maybe the voice actors. But the writers, you suck. The companies involved in the negotiations involve Activision, Epic Games, and WB Games, Warner Brothers Games, which have video game portfolios, including the immensely popular series such as Star Wars Battlefront, Call of Duty, and Mortal Kombat. In this one, we get more information where it goes through some of the other ones. We've got Activision Productions, so that'll include Blizzard as well. They've had enough trouble over the past few years, so they might just want to give people a pay rise to get them shut up. Blind Light.
Stop stealing breast milk, you weirdos.
Yeah. Disney Character Voices, Electronic Arts Productions, Epic Games, Formosa, Insomniac, Take-Two, VoiceWorks, Warner Brothers Games. So loads and loads of different companies. That have lots of different franchises and brands under their umbrellas. The union is asking these companies to agree to the following. The same wage increases for video game performers as those in TV and film. That's the 11% and 4% I mentioned. Artificial intelligence protections around consent, control, transparency, and compensation. On-camera performers to be given rest periods of 5 minutes per hour, the same as off-camera performers. I didn't know they didn't even get that. That's quite strange. Set medics to be present where any stunts or hazardous work is performed, as in the case with TV and film. And I'm going to be serious for a moment here. This sounds pretty fair.
Yeah, that's completely basic. I'm
shocked.
I always hate bosses that don't seem to appreciate, like, if someone is going to die on set, maybe have some paramedics. Like, the hell's
that makes perfect sense. If you've got stunt workers doing dangerous stunts, then it makes perfect sense to have people on set because you want them to be able to do these safely, right?
Who wants to be part of a project where someone gets seriously injured and you could have stopped it, but you didn't?
And it's happened before. Like, for instance, in the 1980s Twilight Zone film that they did, one of the principal actors and also two children died on set because they had some stupidity going where they had a helicopter flying above everything and they set off some explosives underneath it. Of course, the helicopter, because it was part of the set and it's part of the stunts, the helicopter went out of control and just crashed into the ground, beheaded all three people, like two children and one of the lead stars of the film. So absolutely horrible. And
health and safety.
I think it was John Landis.
Stuff going on is actually important.
Yeah, you really need to make sure that if you're doing films, because they can be so big budget, so big in the production sets, yeah, you need health and safety. So that one, I'm not going to joke about. That is obviously very serious. They also want prohibitions against stunts on performers' self-taped auditions. So if you're going to audition to be a stunt performer for us, please do not jump off of a building. I mean, that makes sense.
Seems fair.
That makes sense. But also, that's how Mick Foley got involved in wrestling in the first place. You probably won't know about him. Mick Foley, do you know who that is?
No, but I'm imagining a guy, actually, if I was working and hiring stuntmen, someone did send in a tape of them doing something ridiculous. I'd be like, huh.
Mick Foley is most famous probably for his character of Mankind, as well as two other characters that he played, but mainly Mankind. And he was involved in one of the original Hell in the Cell matches where he got thrown off the side of a 16-foot cage through a table. And then got back up for the rest of the match and then got thrown through the top of the cage, almost died, and then carried on the match despite the fact that he was concussed and had no bloody clue what was going on and everybody thought he was dead. Unsurprisingly, for a man of that caliber, his audition to try and get into wrestling, to try and get into the big wrestling companies when he was starting, was literally him stood on top of his mother's house with a small bed mattress on the ground, and he went,
"Hello, welcome to Jackass."
Yeah, and he did a front flip onto that just to prove that, yeah, that's what he can do. So, I mean, it got him far. He's famous now. So
don't do that.
Yeah, but don't do that. Stunt workers, don't do that. Protections against vocal stress and voting for eligible members will close at 5 p.m. on September 25th. The vote was unanimously approved by SAG-AFTRA's national board. So, once again, while I may think that some of those things that they want are perfectly reasonable, I can understand wanting better pay in inflation, despite the fact that if you're a writer in Hollywood or the video game industry right now, chances are you are a hack who have only been put in the position that you have for diversity quota reasons. But I agree with most of that. Despite that, I will have to put my neck out and say that I support the right of the industry companies to say no to every single one of these. In fact, I think the best solution to stick to your principles. You want to screw these people over.
Still more breast milk.
Yeah. You want to screw these people over. You go for it. In fact, force them into the strike. If you ever doubt yourself and think maybe we should give in to these people, no. Remember, your company crashing and burning is absolutely the right decision because you need to stick to your principles. And I, for one, hope that with my added support and your added support, we can see the collapse of the Hollywood industry and the Western gaming industry sometime in the near future. Because God damn it, executives have rights too.
You appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters? You can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on site, such as the book clubs, this one on Ted Kaczynski, The Industrial Society and Its Consequences. If you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
We'll be right back.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.